was a conference, our Analog Forums face-to-face third effort to look at ontologies in a variety of contexts. And today's title and our major theme, being a workshop, is to look at some of the tensions and opportunities that exist between the real world, natural world ontologies, and what we've seen as semi-formal and formal ontologies. I'd like to provide a very short introduction to the speakers and the reason that we've decided to come here on a beautiful sunny day at Stanford. My name is Bob Smith. I'm a professor emeritus in California State University, formerly with the AI Council and Expert Systems, and an adjunct professor in industrial engineering at Hong Kong Polytechnic. And this is a workshop. And what do we mean by a workshop? And you'll see topics like exercises. And how many enjoyed the three-flight walk up the stairs? Was that enough exercise for you today? Of course not. You're after more. You're ontologists. And we're going to hopefully satisfy that definite need. So formally, we're going to look at natural, semi-formal, and formal ontologies, bridging the layers, the limits, and the lacuna. And I keep having an argument with Kurt over what's a lacuna. And I'm sure you all went eagerly to Google to find out it means a gap, a hole. There's a medical sense of an ontology gap in medicine. And essentially, we're going to be looking at some of the bridges and some of the issues. Our agenda for this early morning and for the afternoon and for the rest of the conference. The reason we're interested in this workshop are our objectives, the details on the schedule, some logistics, and some anticipated results is what I'd like to cover in about a few short minutes. Why this workshop? As I mentioned, this is the third. We had one in 04, 05, and 06, this one. And our conference in Bethesda at the National Institute of Health dealt with business objects and transition. And that was historical of interest. Subsequently, we got involved with several fairly fascinating, time-consuming efforts at the federal level with the National Institute of Standards, Stephen Ray, efforts to formalize an upper ontology and provide schema standards, schematron, and other efforts at the standards level, as well as some work with OASIS. In addition, we got involved with healthcare transition after the 2004 session with Brand Neiman and Susan Turnbull. And boy, did we get overloaded with a huge amount of real-world conflicts, tensions between what the ontologists axiomatically wanted to do, what business and government leaders wanted to do, what systems analysts wanted to do. And it just seemed to be so difficult to get common ground, shared understanding, mutual respect. Peter PM, the co-founder of the Analog Forum, suggested this conference, this workshop, focus on the tensions that we were experiencing day by day, minute by minute. How many of you have had some tensions and some problems in communicating to your boss or your subordinates? Ontology. How to do it? What is it? How is it different from semantics? What are the subtleties? What do you really mean? And we found ourselves asking that same set of questions. What is the sense? What does it mean to try to transform the U.S. healthcare system in 10 years from the doctors being entirely oriented to paper into a digital world? What are the legal, technical, political issues with these real live organizations who are willing to spend big bucks on big marketing campaigns to convince the world that the old way is the best way? Well, those are the kind of tensions. And as we look back, we have been successful in enlisting a great number of great speakers to present for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, a large set of ontology perspectives, semantic perspectives, linguistic perspectives, psychological perspectives on ontologies and business and the trends and the tent and the technologies and these issues. And so we said, wow, why don't we consider ontologizing this body of knowledge? And the gentleman there in the striped shirt, he's smirking. You smirketh, Doug. How many have heard of the word ontologizing before? How many heard this word before 2005? Great. You're way out there, sir.
Maybe I embedded it.
We latched onto this concept of ontologizing, and let me take a crack and maybe you can help me. I see ontologizing as using a set of perspectives, frameworks, and terms to make sense of some part of the real world which is important. Does that sound halfway reasonable on target? All right. That's a fairly big, broad issue. And fortunately, Peter was able to herd us cats reasonably well towards articulating a number of distinct approaches to the process of ontologizing. We got started well over 4 months ago. We were fortunate to have Denise Bedford, a senior systems consultant and advisor to the IS group at the World Bank. That's an organization with some real ontological problems, as you can well imagine. And Denise has been extremely successful at building a process and a method and making results happen in this august international body. We've had, in addition to Denise, and I got involved with what we call a Taxo Thesaurus project. We've had Kalo from Stanford Research Institute. We've had Pat Cassidy from MITRE. We've had a number of other individuals you'll see some references to, trying to take different approaches to the process and the problems of ontologizing a body of knowledge such as we've collected over the last 3 years. In addition, another reason why, how many of you are thinking about or in the process of an ontology project at work? How many see this as something within the next 2 years at work?
Right now.
Right now. For several years. And how many think this is going to be a significantly increasing area? Some of you aren't too sure yet. Okay, most of you are indicating yes. Hello. Let's advance, let's perform. Okay. Well, you've seen the objectives. We're concerned with the stability and the alignment of formalized ontologies with the real world, and especially in the context of ontologizing bodies of knowledge at the enterprise level, in addition at the group level, and perhaps even at the two-person, three-person team level. We're not going to focus only on formalized ontologies, but on the relationships between natural ontologies that exist within whole systems and efforts to create informal and formalized representations of them. The development of formalized ontologies is dependent in large measure on the nurturing and understanding of shared conceptualizations. What do we mean by a conceptualization? And how do we know if it's shared are significant questions. The robustness of these natural ontologies can be expected to be critical to the successful development, implementation, and acceptance of ontology-based standards, especially in areas such as healthcare, as I referenced, emergency response, e-government, and service-oriented architectures. Okay. So this is a slide we'll see most of today. I'm about through with my kickoff and introductions to the session. We next have Kurt Conrad's effort on natural ontologies, looking at alignment issues and the conceptualization issues. We have exercises. We have a break, and then we have three speakers that are kind of anchoring the semi-formal and the formal in some specific situations and cases that I think you'll find very useful. We then have lunch. If our communications work successfully, Denise from Washington, D.C. area, we'll have a design exercise, and then we'll have a further discussion. I'll do a wrap-up with Mark Musin at 5, and then for those who are interested, a dinner at Forno Cucina Italiano, 520 Copper Street. The map will be available. University Avenue, Palm Drive. Palm Drive turns into University Avenue, Cowper Street, and that's where we'll have an Italian dinner. What's the results? Hopefully at the end of today, we'll have some sense of future directions and strategies. We'll be appreciating the importance of stakeholder identification and engagement. We'll have a deeper understanding of processes and expected results of using those processes by being able to effectively distinguish between levels of ontology, levels of organization, levels of maturity of organizations, and levels of resource requirements. Some sense of the limits of analytical power and context, and an awareness of where we have no ability to speak meaningfully about some topics and areas, and therefore tar pits to avoid. We do have some relevant URLs, and at this point I'd like to inform you that yes, the slides will be available on the Ontolog home page, right, Peter? They are available at that site. The details on this slide, correct, Peter? And that several of our presenters from the service, Stanford Research Institute, we probably ought to have some information on Denise. Why don't we take, Kurt, did you want to do the introductions? Individuals? Then I'll start. I'm Bob Smith. I'm a co-organizer of this workshop, Professor Emeritus, and been involved in ontologies, primary ontology management, in one form or another for about 25 years. Tasia?
Tatiana Malinka, associate professor from the New York City College of Technology. I'm a database person, actually, who's trying to become a data person, including ontological data.
Great.
Hi, my name is Joel Miller. I'm with Amgen. And I'm actually new to the whole discipline of ontology, but my area of expertise is really usability, user interface design. So I'm really coming at it from that perspective of how do you drive decision making, learning about your data, to visualize and organize it well. So
excellent, excellent. Sir?
My name is Kevin Lee. I'm from Drew University. I'm working on engineering aspect. We're trying to build the authority for design and this was searching for the engineering documents and building the knowledge base.
You know, I really enjoy this.
My name is John T. Lane. I'm also from Appian. I'm working in the enterprise architecture as an information architect. And we deal with problems related to autonomy all the time. We're hoping to find some way of connecting the different parts of our organization.
Sure. Medical terminology?
Yeah.
Excellent.
My name is Philip Ogren. I'm also from the Mayo Clinic. I'm on a text analysis team doing NLP research, and one of the issues we have is what is the output that we want? It's going to need to conform to some kind of set of ontological terms or relationships between those terms. So I'll be presenting later on a tool that I've written called Notator, which provides a way to map text. It's a manual tool for building evaluation equipment.
Excellent. Sir?
Hi, my name is Phil Gurla. I'm from the Enterprise Purchase in Dallas. And I'm currently working on two things. One of them is the vision of having a social somatic desktop. And we're trying to do some standards for the social somatic desktop. And the other thing is regarding semantic annotations and the rhetorical structure of the document.
Great.
My name is Olivier Curie. I'm from the University of Marne-la-Vallée in France, near Paris. And I'm working on a healthcare-related project which targets self-medication and aims to integrate drug databases into all ontology.
Excellent.
I'm Raphael Isoprahit. I'm assistant professor at Jackson State University. We're interested in building ontologies for environmental health.
My name is Aaron Sarver. I work at Ingenuity Systems, which is a company that is, well, I'm an ontology engineer there, and what we're working on is just using a molecular biology ontology to create decision-making software.
I'm Dick Holmes. Very following the environmental terms and the philosophers, and you're very careful to distinguish between ontology and data and the world. Which kind of is why I was laughing at that. I'm looking for Java professionals, don't worry. Never heard of it. That's okay.
Either the big or the little.
my current is your interest is merging ontologies using foundational ontologies and
this is an incredible crowd. This is just going to be a great workshop. I'm Jack Park. I'm with SRI, which used to be known as Stanford Research Institute. And I work on the KALO project, which is an ontology-centric system for augmenting human capabilities in office settings. My focus is on federation of ontologies, which is, I will distinguish in my talk, is slightly different than merging of ontologies.
And I'm Bill Gerald, also we're a co-worker with Jack at SRI, and I do the ontology for KALO, and I'm talking about KALO's ontology.
Bruce?
I'm the roadie. I work at a project that is a real life examples of how knowledge and ecologies can start helping my work life. I work a lot with Kurt, so I've never seen his presentations, so I'm here more to receive the presentation he's been working about and hearing about for the last 2 years.
Okay, I'd like to segue first to Peter PM, the co-founder of Analog Forum, and one of our presenters later. I'll present his more formal introduction, but Peter, do you want to say a word?
Peter PM, my day job actually is to run an ISP. I host collaborative work environments for groups and communities like Console Walk and
well, thank you very much. Welcome again. And Mark Musin.
Hi, I'm Mark Musin from Stanford. I just walked in the door.
You don't need to be introduced. I'd like to now introduce our first exerciser. Kurt Conrad is an independent software consultant specializing in information policy and government. He has a long experience track record dealing with the technical aspects of XSLT design, schema design, DDT, from some very early years. He's also involved with the alignment in business goals, does consulting, and has one of the most useful collections of musical instruments, including not only electric bass, eight-string guitar, but a theremin. Theremin. I keep confusing that with Terman, the electrical engineer's billing. Could you like to take it away, Kurt? Kill this.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't think my